Prairie, Alabama, just missed 2-3 votes of being the capital at one time. It was right on the river.
Is that right?
And he lived out in the old R- home near there.
Yes, ma'am. I see. Was his wife a housewife?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Women didn't do too much work back in those days. They just kept house, you know.
Sure.
But she was good to those niggers that worked on the place, and the niggers nowadays don't know what they're talking about. She would get up in the middle of the night if one of them was sick and go and doctor, wait on them just like she was a nurse, and ordinary nurse, and they were her best friends. She just knew from them.
Yes, ma'am.
Knew to them. And all the white people did that back in those days.
Did you ever hear those grandparents that we're talking about talk about their schooling? Did they get a chance to go back?
Yes, my grandmother graduated in Selma at the Dallas Academy in Selma. I don't know where my grandfather got his education, but I'm sure he did up in Maryland. Because this, I know they did, because this ain't over here. When she graduated at Baltimore, and when they were still living in Maryland.
Yes, ma'am.
That was my grandfather's sister.
I see. This Dallas Academy, was that like a high school or college?
It was a high school, I guess.
And you think that your grandfather probably had something like a high school education?
I know he did, because she graduated college. I don't know what he did. I mean, I just hadn't thought about it. He must have had a mighty good education, because
yes,
he couldn't have gone up like he did. He was a really wonderful leader. I mean, he just knew how to manage, you know, how to lead,
ma'am.
And how to do things.
I see. Do you know where your other grandfather was born, on your father's side?
South Carolina. I'm not sure.
But you think it was South Carolina?
They always came from South Carolina, Bennettsville, South Carolina.
I see.
Same place as
What about his wife? Do you know where she was born?
She was born up there too, yeah.
South.
Her name was Ann Faunus.
What about your grandfather on your father's side? What did he do for a living?
I just don't know.
Not sure.
I don't know. They all had farms, you know, back in the old. He owned a hotel, I know, one time in Montgomery. He lost all that when he went to the boy. His wife's health was bad, and he took her out west for her health, and she died out there. And that was during the siege at Vicksburg, and they were in the siege. And my father and my grandfather were in the siege at Vicksburg. My father tried to run away and join the army. He wasn't 12 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, my grandfather died after that.
Yes, ma'am. And I guess that...
But I'm sure he had a good education, because his father, you know, was highly educated.
Yes, ma'am. I see. And I guess his wife was probably a housewife, too.
That's what they all, you know, most of them back in those days, you know. Right. How come you want all that?
It's just interesting general background information.
That ain't got a thing to do with this dialect that you were talking about. Though.
Well, it's helpful in establishing something about the family, where they came from, and what their interests were in a particular area, that's all. Do you have any idea about your grandparents on your father's side? Did you say you knew them, or did they?
No, they died when he was quite young, you know.
I see. Did you ever hear your father talk about his parents' schooling, how far along they got?
No, but I'm sure they did have schooling, you know, because they had a chance to have schooling, and their parents were highly educated people.
Yes, ma'am.